ZLK and 0TR. ZLK and 0TR. And 0TR is clear.
Yar, KO4HDX.
How you doing tonight, buddy?
I am doing pretty good. How are you, Miss Bernice?
Bernice is over here calling her buddy up in Kansas, and I had a long delay between the two calls there for Shane. I was going to holler at you next, but we were watching a series called White Collar on Hulu, and after you said you just used that, it sounded good to us, and it's pretty good, and I'm not much on movies.
And there's a bunch of shows on there, too. You just have to find it. That's the biggest thing on there.
Now, I had a person tell me about this one, and I don't know anything about these new movies and that. If you hear me yelp or holler, don't pay attention to it. I'm having spasms in my kidney tonight. I dissolved one of those pills in my tongue a minute ago, and they seem to have subsided some, but it inadvertently makes me sort of scream. Feel like somebody punches you in the back in the kidney area with a fist.
I hate to hear that. When are you supposed to have your surgery? I know it's coming up here soon.
It's later next month. I'll talk to you about it when you stop by. Bernice said we should have some eggs for you this Thursday.
Well, I will make plans to stop by then. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry we didn't have them last week. You run out of eggs?
I still got about a dozen. I got enough to get through the week.
Isaac, the big grandson, he, we took her down 3 dozen, you know, last week, and Isaac said, you know, Grandma, those eggs are just better, and they're a lot bigger.
They are that. And then one of the ladies that that my wife works with, she brought us some duck eggs because a lot of people don't like duck eggs, but she just brought them and gave them to us.
Those are huge in a skillet, aren't they?
Same size as what you've been sending me. The yolks on them are just much richer.
One time there was high protein. I've only been around them once or twice in my life, but as I remembered it, they were pretty good size.
Good size. They're bigger than a regular chicken egg, but I wouldn't say they're probably about average, the same size as the one you're sending.
Chickens on this side in the pen on the north are getting pretty old now. I'm surprised. Some days they'll lay 2, and most of the days they lay 4. That's 4 out of 5. So I don't know which one's not laying, but the other ones, I heard somebody talking on TV, you know, about the big egg crashes, and they're talking about whether or not you should buy them for a pet, and she said absolutely not. But guys, there's 5 of them. They lay 5 eggs every day. And so far, they haven't even went through any molt that I know of. I hate to see that when they do. But this breed that we got has just been incredibly good.
For that, they've been very reliable, producing eggs and big eggs, too.
I'm going to see if I can hear this station in Nepal tonight, which is way over there across the oceans, but I can't hear the guy, and I was trying to remember where the heck that's at, but it's over by the Matterhorn or something, Kathmandu or something. I've worked a guy over there before, but it's too much trouble to get it confirmed, and this one here is Outlook of the World. But I can't hear a thing. It's just north of India. And like to work Tim, being you can get a confirmation on it, but when I zoom in on it, it says something about Kathmandu. K-A-T-H-M-A-N-D-U, Kathmandu. Anyways, I don't care. How long will that, when you pause those movies, how long will that stay paused before it kicks you off, Patrick? I just halted it there. I didn't know whether to kick it clear off and then go back to it. Because Bernice is on the phone and I'm on here and we aren't really watching it. But if I leave it on pause, it'll probably shut down, won't it?
I think it's like 10 minutes before it'll kick you off. It'll go into a screensaver mode usually before it does that. And then you got a few more minutes, if I remember correctly.
Well, how's your week been going there? Last week, pretty good. You seemed like you was going home pretty early. You got any plans for the following week? I think we're going to go down and look at some blinds and maybe some curtains at Home Depot. That's about the only thing we got on the priority list, as far as I know. No doctor's appointment for a while. Thank God.
Things are going okay. We'll talk about it Thursday when I see you. But I went home early Thursday because of the weather. When weather like that, most people just use it as an excuse not to come to work.
You know, certain ones. I know at work, we get paid on a Thursday, and you knew which ones were going to go out and blow their wad and spend all of their money, of course, on liquor, and not show up on Friday. And, it'd make the bosses mad. But you knew who it was going to be before they ever done it.
That's why a lot of places don't pay till Monday now.
They notoriously do it. But then the union contract come up and the company made them have 5 Nunya days. And on the fifth one, you got a letter, or you got a warning. And then the sixth one, you got a letter. And if you missed one more, you were fired. So they figure that out, too. They use those 5 Nunya days every month right up to the max. And then they show up.
And then they're the first ones complaining they're not making enough money, too.
You hurt their back and try to get workman's comp. I knew a guy, he was bragging to me about falling off his roof while shingling at home. And he was walking out the door one day, and he had a check with this way many years ago for $14,000. And he was just laughing. He said, well, he actually fell off the roof at home. It didn't hurt his back at work.
I've seen that before, too. Because automotive industry, you're all the time picking up something heavy, and guys get hurt at home or out racing and doing, you know, silly things. And then come into work and say, oh, I got hurt at work.
System, and then the guys really have a problem. It makes it harder on them. So what can you do?
Much. I mean, it's the nature of the beast. People are always going to try to game the system.
Yeah, that's the truth, Patrick. So I guess things haven't changed all that much. But anyways, I went out and locked the light on out in the pasture there. That's what I call it, out back out there. And last night there was deer out the kazoo out there. And I tossed an inch and a half firecracker out there to get them out of there. And they just look at you. Doesn't scare them a bit.
Yeah, but you squeeze a trigger on a gun or pull a bow back and it creaks and they're gone.
Hunting season. But, these deer down here, they just look at you. There must have been 10 of them out there last night. I don't have anything against them until they get up there and start eating the vegetables and stuff. And like Bernice's strawberry patch, there was 3 or 4 of them in there the other night. I told an inch and a half firecracker out there, which is, they look like an M80, but they're just pop, you know. And they just looked up at me, and so I just reached out and tapped on the sighting, and man, they was off like they got shot out of a cannon.
Like I said, they're funny creatures, and sometimes they just stand there and look at you and freeze, and then other times they jump and duck and bob and weave, and you can't get a shot at them.
Nature's funny. I know coyotes at times, if you were up in Kansas, if you were driving along, and there was a coyote out in the field, and if he stopped and was watching you, if you accelerated or slowed down, he'd run. But if you just put it in neutral and let it coast to a stop, he'd usually stand there. If he did start to run, if you honked the horn or whistled at him, he'd stop again.
Figured out, did he? Knew what y'all were up to.
Well, when you whistle and he stopped, you were usually looking through the crosshairs in your scope. That was a fatal mistake.
That would be a fatal mistake on his part, for sure.
Coyotes and the farmers didn't like them up there because they get their calves and stuff. They're cowardly little suckers. So they like for you to get them. I remember I was driving down the road over by St. Paul, Kansas one time, dirt roads, and I noticed cars almost bumper to bumper. And I kept driving, and it was clear around a whole section. And I don't know if it was one or two sections. I can't remember now. But they could only use 4 buck in a 12 gauge. And they, Bernice's phone started blinking. She must have shut it off. But they would walk in from all sides and drive the coyotes in there. It was a coyote club. It was over by Parsons, Kansas, and Neosho Valley Coyote Club or something like that. They don't do it anymore. But I asked that guy how many coyotes they'd gotten that day, and he said 35.
That's a lot. And, yeah, most places they're considered open season year-round on coyotes.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't out of that one section. I'm almost certain of that. But you had to use 4 buck, which there's 27 pellets in a 4 buck, and there's 9 in a double lot. And you had to use that because you didn't want to shoot the guy across the section, you know, with a rifle or something. But some of those guys told me they'd knocked down coyotes at almost 100 yards with 4 buck. And that stuff scatters like crazy when you shoot it.
They must have some more choke in that shotgun to stay together like that.
Mostly luck. And a coyote's about as tough an animal. I got a lot of respect for them. I've seen guys knock them down with a high-powered rifle, and they get up and run off. They're really a tough animal, and they've survived human occupation, unlike the Indians.
They're a tough breed of animal, that's for sure. But most people consider them a nuisance animal. And they got their place in the grand scheme of things, just like everything else does.
I got to where I'd rather shoot them with a camera, and I had some long telephoto lenses and that, and I don't know. To me, it was like shooting a dog, and I love dogs. But for many years there, I just shoot their picture, and you'd have to get out right at daybreak. Yeah, that's when they moved, or else right before dusk. And then you catch them going back to their den of a morning. That's primarily when they moved. I think the deer are about the same anymore.
Well, for the most part, deer will move in the wintertime or in the daytime during, you know, but most of the time they move at night. And coyotes are nocturnal animals pretty much, so it's just the way they are.
Well, you know, up there in Kansas, everything was flat, Patrick. And you could see a long, long ways, depending on where you were at. Now, southeast Kansas, where I lived, had hills and that. But I'll tell you a wild story about a coyote. Next time you come Thursday, remind me. And you'll find it hard to believe, but I give you my word, it happened. Anyways, I'll let you go, bud. And I don't know who's calling the net tonight. Well, it's your night, isn't it? Being retired, I lose track of time. It is Sunday. And I'm already thinking ahead to Monday. You take care, Patrick. We'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX. And GR73.
All right, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and I'll catch you on the net here shortly. And yes, tonight is my night, and Friday nights for a while. So I'll be calling two nights a week, at least. So until we can find some new net controllers. But good to talk to you tonight, and you enjoy the TV or the movie you're watching there, and I'll catch you on the net. KO4HKX. Standing by for the net.